These are lithium ions.
Okay.
So it's a newer technology of battery.
Okay.
Comparing this to the lead acid, much lighter.
There's little chips on here. They're monitoring every single cell. They don't really behave like the lead batteries do, where you could just let them run. These ones, they all want to be balanced. And so this is all going to a battery management system over there that Terry hooked up for us. And these chips are monitoring everything about this cell. They're monitoring the current, they're monitoring the voltage, monitoring the temperature. It
drives just like a regular truck. You just don't hear a motor. I mean, that's the biggest difference. You just don't hear anything. It's really quiet. Still has a lot of power. When these are hooked up, it has a lot of power. The difference between an electric vehicle and a regular gas-powered truck is you get all that power at once. As soon as you step on the gas, it's there. So there's no buildup.
Okay.
So you feel it as soon as you put your foot down. It's a jolt. Another aspect of our project that we really wanted to focus on was lifestyle changes. The people that go out there and have their foot, pedal the metal all the time, it's going to run the batteries down a lot quicker than if you're a smart, cost-effective driver.
I think it's turned out great. We wouldn't have gotten this far at all if it wasn't for the help of all the techs that work here. They really helped us out a lot. We knew, neither of us really were, knew a lot about cars, so. But we were able to get it pretty much running, so. It shows how hard it is to, it's hard to get a car that'll travel long distances still, so
yeah.
We know this one's not going to, it's only going to last for just daily use on campus, but that's definitely the hardest part, I think, is getting them to last, charges to last longer.
Yeah.
And we built this specifically so it won't go that, it's not going to be, it'll go 60 maybe, but it's only going to be needed to drive around campus 30 miles an hour, so. Just for the day. Yeah, for what it's going to be used for, it's fine.
It's actually going to be lighter in overall weight than the original vehicle with the gasoline power. And this truck, being less weight than the original gas-powered vehicle, is going to use less energy no matter where it goes. All the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's going to use less energy.